CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Striegel.
John Astronomy.
The Talking Metal Podcast. Coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly. And now your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. This is John Astronomy reporting from the Silver Spacecraft on September 6, 2011. Wow, I can't believe it's 2011. Anyway, guys, I'm coming to you solo today because, as you guys know, a lot of crazy stuff has happened in the New York area. First, we had an earthquake, and then we had Hurricane Irene. And unfortunately, it's affected a lot of people. Sebastian Bach, Doro Pesch, and our very own Mark Striegel have all been affected by this hurricane. And unfortunately, Mark experienced a lot of flooding, and he's taken some time to get everything in order, and we wish him the best. And we have to mention that Sebastian lost his entire house. It was totaled. Is that what they call it with houses? I know with cars it's called totaled houses. I think it's called condemned. And unfortunately, Sebastian lost a lot of original Skid Row stuff like master tapes, and he lost pretty much his entire Kiss collection, which included a pinball machine, stage props from the Dynasty tour, just a ton of stuff. I did see a report on Blabbermouth that he found his Kiss Alive record, which was signed by Gene, which was a cool thing and kind of a cool symbolic thing. I'm hoping that he's able to salvage some of the other stuff, especially the Kiss stage props. So we wish Doro, Sebastian, and Mark, and everybody else who was affected by this, a quick recovery. As you guys know, I also live in the New York, New Jersey area. I live very close to the water in Jersey City, New Jersey, right across from Manhattan. And believe it or not, nothing has happened to my area, although like a couple of blocks away, people got 6 feet of water in their basements. So depending on where you were and, you know, how low your apartment or house was, crazy things happened, and you couldn't predict it. You knew the hurricane was coming through, but you could just prepare and do your best. And unfortunately, a lot of people experienced a lot of damage. So let's talk about some positive stuff. How about this, guys? You know what I always like to do in the morning, first thing in the morning when I get to my computer, is I go to one of my favorite websites, blabbermouth.net. I also really love Brave Words. It's another great site. But right now I'm on Blabbermouth, and I'm looking at the latest news. Let me hit refresh just in case one news bit came up while I was talking. Okay, let's take a look at this. Phil Anselmo, he says, "I love Vinnie Paul, and his door is always open." That's a good thing. Alice Cooper is going to perform at the Whiskey A Go-Go for the first time since 1969. Very cool. Let's go down. The guy from Lordi signs on for Clash of the Choirs reality TV singing competition. Van Halen completes mixing new album. That's a cool thing. What else? Page 2. Mike Portnoy on possible Dream Theater reunion. I never say never. And then the next headline is Dream Theater keyboardist says Mike Portnoy was a very controlling person in his role in the band. Well, here's the thing. Mike Portnoy was like the main guy in that band, and he not only was the drummer, but he was a songwriter, and he handled business, and he did all kind of things. And, you know, if I started a band many, many, many years ago, like Mike Portnoy did, I would probably be controlling too. So I haven't talked to Mike since all this stuff went down, and I'd like to kind of off the record and just see, like, what the heck happened. And I know he's told the story a lot, but it just seems to me from an outside point of view that Mike Portnoy is getting, like, the short end of the stick in this situation. Anyway, you guys know I don't really give opinions like that very much, but in this case, I felt it necessary to do so. Mastodon's Curl gets mainstream radio exposure in Norway. Mastodon, really cool band. They've been on Talking Metal, and I do a lot of work with them through Gibson. Carlos Cavazo, you guys know him from Quiet Riot. He's currently in Rat, apparently, and he's going to resurrect a project or band called Snow. I hope this is enjoyable. Ex-Kiss guitarist Bruce Kulick, new video interview posted online. Let's see where that is and where you should go. It's at backstageaccess.com, and that's by David Gus Greisinger, who's a friend of mine, and I just hung out with him when I was up in the Buffalo area, and he took a bunch of great pictures of Ace, and we're going to put them on acefriendly.com at some point soon. Okay, Warbringer drummer interviewed on KASC, The Blaze, 1330 AM, and you can probably find an audio online version of that. Okay, we're going to go one more page of news. Sebastian Bach is tired of being asked about Skid Row. I can see why, because he's probably been asked about Skid Row in every single interview since he left Skid Row. So, guys, stop asking Sebastian about Skid Row. It's a long time ago. We should be getting him on the Talking Metal podcast and or live show very soon. Okay, that's about it, guys, for the news. You guys probably knew half of that already, because you guys are probably on Blabbermouth as we speak, or Brave Words, or all the other great websites. So anyway, guys, what should we talk about today? I would like to tell you and thank all of the Talking Metal listeners who came out to the Ace Frehley gigs all across the United States and said hello to me. I would like to thank you, because it was great meeting all of you guys. And anytime there's an Ace show, guys, I should be around. Unless there's some, you know, crazy thing going on. And you can come up and say hello to me, because I definitely enjoy meeting all of the Talking Metal listeners and hanging out, because I'm a fan just like you guys are. And it's fun to meet you guys and talk to you and hang out. So thanks to all of you for doing that. Had a great time. Bunch of different cities all the way from, you know, the New York area. We did a show up in Buffalo not that long ago. We were in Detroit twice, all the way out to Montana. Did an event in Salt Lake City. That was a guitar clinic. What else did we do? Des Moines, Iowa, a bunch of places. And then, you know, sometimes you have to fly to a bunch of other places to get to those places. So I've been in so many different cities this summer. It's been really, really cool. And I really enjoy being out on the road with Ace, especially. So, you know what? In light of that, I want to mention you got to go buy No Regrets on Amazon.com or on BarnesandNoble.com. Pre-order Ace Frehley's No Regrets. It is an amazing book, I can tell you, because I am the co-author of the book along with Ace and Joe Layden. Ace is the main author of the book. It's his autobiography, but Joe Layden helped and I helped, and it is a killer book, and it's got some amazing photos, and you guys are going to love it. And make sure that you go online and pre-order the book. And what's cool is if you go on Amazon.com, the book keeps moving up on the charts, on the popularity charts of upcoming biographies or memoirs, and that's really cool. So try to get Ace up to number one by going and checking out the book. And I'm not sure if you have to place the order to do it, but hit the page, place an order, do it a bunch of times, because we want to see Ace go to the number one spot in popularity on Amazon.com, on upcoming, soon-to-be-released hardcover biographies or memoirs. So, in honor of Ace, what I have done is I went through my iTunes and completely reorganized it. And I got an iPad, guys. That was a cool thing, and I'm really glad I got one. And I kind of halfway got it to play video games, even though I've realized that a lot of my video games that I've had on my PC are very cool and just as good as these iPad games. But anyway, I got the iPad. I'm psyched that I got the iPad, and it forced me to reorganize my iTunes. So I found a bunch of cool tunes, and instead of, you know, playing songs, coming back, talking to you, playing songs, coming back, what I thought I'd do would be to talk to you guys and just tell you how I'm doing, which is what I'm doing, and then play you a few songs in a row to head out of the podcast, and then I got to get ready and go to work, unfortunately. Nah, I'm kidding. I love my job. Anyway, so what I want to do, since we're talking about Ace, and since I frequently talk about Ace, as you know, I've got some non-Ace-related cool stuff coming up in a future podcast, guys. But I thought that since I was reorganizing my iTunes so it would go nicely on my iPad, I would play you some songs that I found that have never, ever been played on Talking Metal, and you guys might never even heard some of these songs, and they're from two different tribute albums to Ace. One's called Return of the Comet. You guys probably heard me play a bunch of songs off that before, including Remember Me, which I did with Mitch Weissman from Beatlemania and Richie Scarlett from Ace's band. And then there's another album called Spacewalk, a tribute to Ace Frehley, and that came out like right around the same time. So I want to start out with Cold Gin by L.A. Guns, and that was featuring Ralph Saenz on vocals. Now, he was part of them for a while, and he is a guy that you guys should know about, and if you don't know who he is, Google him. Ralph, S-A-E-N-Z, I believe is how it's spelled. How about this, guys? I'm just going to look it up. R-A-L-P-H-S-A-E-N-Z. Okay, let's see. He also goes by the stage names Michael Diamond or Michael Starr. He's a lead singer from Steel Panther, and they were formerly known as Metal Shop and Metal School. And in this Discover Card commercial, they were called Danger Kitty. And he was also the lead singer for the David Lee Roth era Van Halen tribute band Atomic Punks from May 1994 to December 2008, where he had the nickname David Lee Ralph. And then it says he was briefly in LA Guns for the Wasted EP and, of course, this tune. And he also played a small part in the movie Rockstar. So anyway, he's a really great singer, and this is a killer version of Cold Gin. We're going to go right into Save Your Love by Sebastian Bach. This is from the Japanese-only version of Spacewalk, a tribute to Ace Frehley. Save Your Love is a great tune, and Sebastian's a great singer, and since we were talking about Sebastian, and we wish him the best of luck finding his Kiss stuff and his Skid Row stuff in his house, we're thankful that his whole family's okay. Sadly, his house is not, as you probably already knew, but we're going to hear Save Your Love by Sebastian Bach. And then we're going to end the podcast with just a great song to end with, and it's Fractured Mirror by Dimebag Darrell, and that's also from the Spacewalk record. Now, Dimebag, you've heard us probably play Snowblind from the Return of the Comet record. That's a great track, too. You can probably find that in some old Talking Metal podcast, but right now we're going to hear Cold Gin by LA Guns featuring Ralph Saenz. We're going to hear Save Your Love by Sebastian Bach and a bunch of other cool people. That is from the Japanese-only version of Spacewalk, a tribute to Ace Frehley. And then we're going to hear Fractured Mirror by Dimebag Darrell to close out this episode of Talking Metal. Guys, I hope you enjoyed it. It is now 8:17 a.m. Tuesday, September 6th. I hope I didn't say it was Monday, but it feels like a Monday because we got to go to work. We were off yesterday here in the United States for a holiday, national holiday called Labor Day. And that always marks the end of the summer. So anyway, guys, thanks again for tuning in. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks to Mark Striegel for keeping Talking Metal alive while I've been out with Ace. He's been doing like 99.9% of the work on Talking Metal, guys. So let's give Mark a big hand. And if you want to donate to Talking Metal right now, I'm telling Mark to keep the money that we get through PayPal donations because he's doing all the work. So anyway, guys, I'm glad to be with you today, and hopefully we're going to do another live show soon, and then Live shows are always really, really fun because sometimes you guys call in and we talk to you and we always have great guests and we have a great time hanging out at Bionic. So I want you to check out a bunch of sites as usual, talkingmetal.com. Check us out on Twitter, and you can check out my Facebook page. Check out Mark Strigo Radio. The link is on our site. So if you haven't already checked that out, go to talkingmetal.com, and then you can just click right on over to Mark Strigo Radio. Mark's always playing stuff. He's got tons of stuff going on. He's, like, totally into metal, and I want to thank him for keeping everything alive, as they say. Guys, right now, thanks for listening. This is Cold Gin by L.A. Guns. This is going to be a tribute to the greatest lead guitar player of all time, Ace Frehley. Whoa!
were my woman. I was your man. You were good looking. You know I was. You couldn't reach me. Girl, I think you knew that we were through. Baby, it's over. Don't rearrange me. And girl, you know that's why y'all left me.